Listen, Leona, we'll come to you in a second. We might start with Dad, if that's okay. We'll get the background of the training with you in a second, Leona. But listen, Dad, this has been a tremendous one. So it has for the family, and obviously for Leona. He's owned this horse, he trained this horse, and in the horse and pony circuit, there's nothing bigger than the Dingle Derby.
Look, that's the one that always want everybody wants to win. Like, that's the biggest race of the year for in the pony circuit. Like, and it's a big achievement. Oh, you know.
Yeah, it's a huge achievement, and you had a Kerry man on board. Young Billy Roberts, you done a fine job.
Well, we had two horses in it, and they're a wee girl that rides for us. We need a Doherty from Meath, and we had to get another jockey. So Leona, she gets the jockeys all the time. So she contacted Billy Roberts, and he done the job, and he's a good jockey, yeah.
Yeah, super one. Leona, it's a big success. Many congratulations. You've had a couple of days now to digest this one. I'm sure it was a very, very enjoyable experience for you, who has a very, very close relationship to the horse.
Yeah, no, it was massive. Like, as what Dad said, like, it's something that you've always wanted to win, and then to actually go and do it, it's amazing.
Yeah. Did you think, Leona, going into the race that the horse was good enough to do it? Or that you had the right package?
You always know you have a chance, but whenever you let the horse go, like, anything can happen. Like, anything could happen. Like, so you just kind of hope and pray, but I knew we had a chance, but it's surreal whenever they actually pass the winning line. It doesn't feel like it actually happened.
Yeah. So, Leona, you're 16 years of age. You've now trained a Dingle Derby winner. So you have. How long have you been at this training thing with the horses and working with the horses?
My granddad used to have horses, so, like, it's kind of just been, like, a thing that I've been into my whole life, but it's really only been the past couple of years that I've really been, like, into it and, like, going down every day and doing the horses and, like, really getting a good enjoyment out of it.
Yeah. And obviously the work that you're doing with the horses and with those that are involved, it's paying off now. That hard work that you're putting in is paying off to get this one.
Yeah, no, it's massive. Like, it's worth everything that you do with them. Yep. All, like, the bad days and the good days, it's all worth it.
Yeah. And how big an influence has the man on the other line there, your dad, been on you?
Yeah, he's been a massive influence. Like, he's the one that, like, everybody, like, at the racing's like, oh, like, nobody, like, understands what goes into behind the scenes, like, whenever you're at home. And, like, no, he's been a massive, like, help and influence, like, yep, getting it going and stuff.
Noel, I'm doing the maths up here. If Leona's 16, when you actually trained the winner in 2010, I don't think Leona was born. You did a Derby winner that year, so you did. Leona, I don't think, was born that year.
Yeah, she was two. Leona was two, yeah.
Oh, she was two, okay.
She was two, yeah.
Oh, very good, very good. So she was very
young.
She was
young. Two the last time I won it, yeah.
Yep. Take us back to that occasion, Noel. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was the first time, and I never ever thought when I done pony racing I would ever won the Dingle Derby. Like, and I called the horse after her. The horse was called Leona's Pride, and we went down there with we thought we might have had a chance, but we couldn't believe it. It was unreal.
Did you think it would come round again, that the family would get another winner?
Well, I thought we had two horses in it this year. And I thought the other wee horse now would have, you know, he finished third, Tommy Kay, and he was running very good, you know, 1 and 2 mile out of 2 miles all year. And I thought, you know, I thought he would have been the one more than here we go again, to be honest, because the last man that owned him never would run him in the Lingle Derby because he thought he wouldn't have stayed the 2 mile, you know, in the Derby. So I thought with Tommy Kay, you know, it would have been the horse.
Yeah. Right, oh, well, there you go. Just shows you life can spring up a surprise. Sport can spring up a surprise every now and then, so it can. And I said to Leona earlier when I was talking to her about that, at the moment, there's so many good Donegal jockeys who are performing at a very high level, be it here in Ireland or a fellow Rathmullen man, the Oars, of course, who are over in England. So there's a very, very high level there. But they all have to come through, I suppose, the early stuff and the early circuits, which is this horse and pony racing. And it's a fantastic, I suppose, part of life if you want to be a jockey or you want to be a trainer to be involved in and have success in. Noel?
Well, the pony racing is brilliant for all the jockeys, like Dylan Brown, Luke McAteer. another young horse over there now as well, Jimmy Orr. Yeah. He's there. He's in the pack too. And all them boys done pony racing, and Patrick McGinnigan, the whole lot of them, and they're flying it. Like the whole lot of them had a winner in Galway, and they all come from the pony racing.
Yeah. You know, Patrick used to ride out for you, didn't he?
Patrick was down yet. Patrick had a pony. He had a wee pony won in Dingle there as well. We took it down for him on his mother, Jared and Joanne. They were down along with us, and that won on Friday evening. But it got a wee slight cut on Saturday, so they just decided they wouldn't run it any more day. You know, any Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, it makes the trip back from Kerry Dingle so far away. The trip home's a lot easier when you've got a bit of success, isn't it, Noel?
That's serious. It does. It does.
Yeah. So Leona. So Leona, what's next then? What's coming up next for because you got three horses down there in Rathmullen, is that right?
Yeah, we've three of them now, yeah.
Yeah. So there's more racing to come, is there, over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, Gisala's on this weekend, which is in Mayo. It's a 2-day meeting, it's a beach meeting. And then there's a Cork meeting on then the following weekend. So
all right,
still have a bit of racing.
Still a bit of racing, but this time of the year and over the last couple of months, you've effectively been out nearly every weekend, Leona, because if you're not doing the local circuit here in Donegal, you're doing the stuff around the country. And you go further afield as well, do you? Across the water?
Yeah. Sometimes we go to Scotland to the Hoyk meetings or Langholm, and they're very good as well.
Yeah. I know you mentioned your dad and your granddad, who were huge influences on you, but sort of, who's your role models been? Who have you looked up to in the horse racing world, obviously outside of that close family circuit that you have?
I'd say probably Dylan Brown Monaco, just because, like, you've known him since he was young and he was doing the pony racing, and then it just shows, like, when you put the hard work and dedication in it, what you can get out of it and go on and, do something with yourself and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially since he, like, came through the pony racing and stuff.
For sure. And what do you want out of life? What's your aim in life in this horse racing world now? Because you've tasted success in the big Dingle Derby. Can you go up the levels? Can you become a serious contender as a training and learn the ropes and go further afield? Is that something that you would like to try, Leona, as you go through the next number of years?
That'd be a dream to have a couple of horses in the track and go and try and win bigger. It'd be unreal.
Yeah. Noel, I think this daughter of yours is very much capable of that.
Oh, she would be. Yeah, she wouldn't be, but she's very, very good horsewoman. Oh, she's very good, and she turns them out well, and they'll be looking well, and she really puts the effort into them.
And listen, from a family point of view, Noel, this one down in Dingle is huge, and it's a big marker on the circuit, and it shows that there's lots of people up here in Donegal that are very, very capable of doing special things.
They're serious, yeah. There's a lot of Donegal. Donegal is there are a lot of good trainers about Donegal. There are a lot of good, very good horses. Yeah. And they can go, you know what I mean, they go anywhere. And the wee fella that rode for us, that was his first ride in the Dingle Derby. He never rode on it before.
Yeah.
And I think we might be going down to Kerry now for, he wants the horse down for some thing in his hometown for a wee up, you know, a wee thing, I don't know. He's looking for us down then.
A wee homecoming event. You said a bit of a homecoming in Rathmullen on Monday night too. There was a good turnout for it, was there?
Oh, it just goes to show you the support. Like the whole town was out on Monday night, and it was brilliant. The whole town was out. It was very good now.
Good stuff. Well, listen, Noel, many congratulations and very well done once again on yet another Dingle success for you.
Thanks very much, Josh. Thank you.
And Leona, we're going to say farewell to you as well, and congratulations. And we're going to be keeping a close eye on you to see how your career develops now over the next number of years. Well done, Leona.
Thank you, Ashin.